Have you noticed interest rates are rising in an uneasy credit market, and it is a sobering issue for students seeking college tuition loans? The prospect of huge taxpayer liabilities has stalled a deal on federal student loan interest rates in Congress, but there may be a deal this week. Under the plan, interest rates would be tied to financial markets but capped at 8.25% for undergraduates and 9.5% for graduate students. The important deal got only a lukewarm review in a conference call from Secretary of Education Arne Duncan yesterday.
This is an important starting point, but by no means does this start to make college in a really substantial way much more affordable for American middle-class families, which I think our collective goal has to be.
With me is the Republican senator from Oklahoma, Tom Coburn, who is part of the bipartisan group of senators that supported the bill. Senator, welcome.
Thank you, John.
So there's a couple of things to think about here. There's the question of making it easier for students to go to college through the federal loan programs and the other loan programs. But there's also something of a bubble looming in the loan program for students and the overall indebtedness of college students and college involvement in that. Does this forestall a crisis on both fronts?
Well, maybe not on both fronts, but it certainly does make available. First of all, it equalizes undergraduate loans. So we've given the average middle income student going to college a pretty good size break on their interest. Number two is it gives them a fixed rate so that they're not at the mercy of what the market's rates are going to be. In other words, whatever they take it out as, that's what it is for the life of the loan. Which is important when you're making a decision about spending that kind of money to go to school.
How much is the market driving this? We saw student loan rates doubling this year from 3.4 to 6.8%.
Yeah, there's that had nothing to do with markets. That had everything to do with Congress's incompetency. And the real battle is, John, the country's going to borrow $1.6 trillion over the next 10 years to finance student loans. It's stupid. But we're going to do that. And what we were set up to do is to lose a significant amount of money on that as American taxpayers. And so what we've done with this bill is given people fixed rates, tied it to the market rate, and ultimately they'll have a cap on how high it can go, which is 8.25%. And if you look at CBO's estimate for interest rates between now and 2023, they'll still be several points below that if, in fact, CBO's right on the rising interest rates.
But to attract a sufficient pool of money to cover the students that are going to meet the need, is the market incentive for that interest rate to rise that high enough for the banks and financial institutions to come in and keep the taxpayer from having these losses?
Yeah, well, nobody can predict exactly what that's doing. The original bill that we had agreement on didn't have a cap other than a consolidation cap. But to get it through Congress, we had to agree to a cap. But still, the cap on unsubsidized or undergraduate loans is 8.25%, and on graduates is 9.5%, and on PLUS loans, which is consolidated or parent loans, is 10.5%. So they're pretty good caps, and this authorizes this for the next 10 years. So hopefully we're not going to lose a penny on it.
Is that the nature of the debate here? There's bipartisan support for investing in education, but taxpayer losses are unacceptable in this Congress?
I think that's where we stand. You know, as a fiscal conservative, I don't think this is a role for government. I think markets ought to determine it, and what we're seeing with the prices of tuition at universities, the more money is available, the faster they raise tuitions, not by giving more value, but because they can. And so one of the causes of the rising tuition to colleges have been the ease with which federal money can be utilized to spend money at colleges. So there's a lot of problems with the student loan program. It's not that we don't want people to go to school, but what has been the response of the universities in terms of the available money has been to raise rates. You know, the fastest rising thing in America the last 20 years hadn't been health care. It's been the cost of a college education.
Are you comfortable being a leader on this issue, or is this more of a foxhole for you?
Well, I'm comfortable trying to solve problems to where we don't cost the American taxpayer any money and we enable people to get an education. The federal government's involved in it, so what I want to do is make it the least costly to the taxpayer as I can.
Senator Tom Coburn, Republican from the great state of Oklahoma, talking about a bipartisan deal with a group of eight senators that will allow students to avoid higher interest rates on federal loans to college. Senator Coburn, thanks so much.
You're welcome, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.